Jesus is your good shepherd, and he acknowledges in John chapter 10 that there are thieves who try to rip you off, who steal things, and then there's also strangers who know that sheep might be vulnerable, and they're communicating. You might have people in your life that are communicating messages that are not from God, and to sort of recognize Jesus' voice, and then to follow him. How well are you following the good shepherd? How's the following going for you? Are you resisting? Are you off track? See, in John chapter 10, verse 4, we read that Jesus goes ahead of the sheep. He goes ahead of us, and he leads us, and our role is to follow him. I know a lot of people that when it comes to their schedules, they're all over the place, and there might not be intentionality. There might be a lot of things tugging for their time and attention, and they're just doing what they feel like doing. But if Jesus is our shepherd, he goes ahead of us. He leads us to places, to conversation. He guides our schedules. It might be time for you to look at those 7 different options and to pray and say, Jesus, where are you leading me? And the tough part about that is that you have to let some things go. Let some time go that's wasted. Let some projects go that are good so that you will follow Jesus in the way he wants and the things he wants to do. Will you trust him fully? Let go of the things that aren't from him, and so you can say, I'm following Jesus fully. Can you say that today? Anything in the way, make that your decision, that the good shepherd goes ahead of you, but that you are ready to follow. Follow in any place or way that Jesus leads.